PEGI lowers Bellatro age rating following guidelines review. One of 2024's most popular video game has had its 18+ age rating downgraded. Bellatro, a card game that requires players to form poker hands while allowing deck modifications and the use of special joker cards to boost scores, was initially given an 18+ highest age restriction by PEGI. However, the game's anonymous creator, known as Local Thunk, argued that it doesn't include any betting or in-game spending features, so it shouldn't be labeled as a casino game. Clearly PEGI, Pan-European Game Information, agreed, and it has now has revised the game's classification to a 12+ rating. Another title, Luck Be a Landlord, has also been reclassified. PEGI is responsible for game ratings in the UK and across Europe, and it has said that it will now be reassessing its approach to gambling elements in video games. Local Thunk criticizes ratings inconsistencies. Bellatro became a standout hit in 2024 and won Best Indie Game at the Golden Joystick Awards and Best Mobile Game at the Game Awards. The game's creator, Local Thunk, has criticized the inconsistency in age rating policies. In particular, Local Thunk criticized PEGI's attitude towards loot boxes, virtual items that players can purchase without knowing their contents, which often contain new outfits, power-ups, or bonuses. Loot boxes have long been controversial, with critics likening them to gambling. Belgium took a strong stance against them in 2018 and banned loot boxes for violating gambling laws. However, at present, loot boxes are not considered when PEGI awards an age classification. Local Thunk drew attention to EAFC, one of the world's most popular video games, which carries a 3+ rating despite featuring the Ultimate Team mode, a system which allows players buy packs of virtual cards. Some argue that it doesn't constitute gambling as there is no option to cash out or win real money. Gambling themes no longer automatically assigned 18+. In a statement, Pan-European Game Information acknowledged its complaints board's decision and spoke of its commitment to adapting to changing cultural standards and seeking expert guidance when necessary. Under its new guidelines, gambling-related themes won't automatically receive an 18+ rating. Only games simulating casinos or betting environments will receive the highest restriction. Unsurprisingly, Local Thunk was pleased with the decision. Quote, "This is a good step from PEGI, bringing nuance to their ratings criteria that used to be 18+ or nothing. I hope this change will allow developers to create without being unfairly punished." Local Thunk, Bellatro developer.